Because that's where it belongs. Jesus on the right to be the head of this body. Amen. So, since he's the head, and he's the one that execute or follow the plan of God. Now, this is what he said. See, at one time, men was, as I said earlier, because what Adam did, God said to Isaiah, and he wrote it down there because people were constantly thinking, talking, and acting against who God is and what he's about. And so Philippians 2:5, so y'all can go ahead and put that up. Philippians chapter 2. Now listen to what Jesus said. Hallelujah. He said, let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. Now watch it. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. See, he didn't think of a robbery to be equal with God. He didn't make a reputation for himself, made himself of no reputation. Took upon him, what did he take upon him? The form of a servant. And was made how? In the likeness of men. All right? And being found in the fashion as a man, he roused up and said, I'm not going to do this. No, he humbled himself. He did what? And became obedient unto death. Now notice what he did. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, because he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, and we'll talk about that in some detail just a little later. Wherefore, God also has what? Highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. A thing where? In heaven and things, in earth and things, under the earth. So, this name is to rule in all three worlds, heaven, earth, and hell. Amen? Amen? Keep going. And that every who tongue, y'all hear, listen closely to what I'm reading here. And that every tongue should do what? Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What is Lord? You understand? He Lord is the one to have absolute control. Everything else, I don't care who it is and what it is, it has to obey because it's under the lordship, the rulership, the authority, and Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God, the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. He's Lord. And when we understand what it means, so he said, let this mind. See, Jesus knew, and God knew what he accomplished through him becoming a man, walking this earth for 33 and a half years, spending 3.5 of those years in carrying out the will of God and preaching the gospel all across Galilee and Jude and his hometown, Nazareth, and all around the country, different cities and countryside, out in the desert place. He preached. He knew what he had, what was accomplished. So, hallelujah. His father sent him, and he did exactly what the Father God had told him to do. And so in this death, burial, and resurrection, every knee shall bow. What was the problem in the earth? There was a thief, an enemy called Satan. He was the one that was working through man, causing all the trouble. He worked through Cain, and he killed Abe. You go on down, you can follow on down. How Jacob's brothers tried their best to get rid of Joseph. You can follow on down. How Saul was so vicious trying to kill David. You can follow it on down. And on down, and there was constantly violent and evil, right? We look at it today. What are we having? Violent, evil, crime, shootings, right?
Amen.
Schools and parade, and people's in a parade just before somebody got a gun and start shooting people, killing people. Is that normal? Is God doing all of that? Well, why do people come up with these statements? God's in control. Huh? Why did that sound like God to you? So I want you to stay with this. So we can understand what he had done. Because if we don't understand it, we'll begin to talk like the world. We'll join up with them. We'll talk like other unbelieving believers. We'll talk like other believers who haven't learned. This is why we're in this Bible class tonight. Oh, I would that peoples across this land would understand the value of assembling themselves together. But they come up with all these excuses. Many of them have opportunity to sit here, and it would be a treasure for them to hear these words of the Lord. What about to come out of my mouth? But they treat the word of God as little or no value to them. They got it all figured out, what they think. But when you understand, as you constantly feed on, it'll turn your world upside down. It'll turn you completely around and hit you in the right direction. Hallelujah. So when we read the scripture, and I'm going to read some more, but I got to talk to y'all tonight. Hallelujah. And he said, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, right? Things in earth, and things beneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God, right?
Amen.
The Father. Philippians, and this is what Paul said. Since he told you, let this mind be where? In you. His mind be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus. He did not go into this blindly. He knew exactly what he was doing. So much and so, Paul wrote to the Corinthians in the First Corinthians, that letter. He said, if Satan had known it, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If he had known that this going to take place, what have taken place, and what Jesus come, he understood. That's why when he looked in that cup, so to speak,